Shkoa, good evening. We mentioned last night this amazing explanation from Rav Soloveitchik regarding why it is specifically we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us with Lashon Hara, making sure that we speak the proper way. At the end of our Shmona Esrei, we say, L'kain Nitzor Lashoni Merah, that Hashem, please protect my mouth from speaking evil, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we shouldn't speak falsehoods, that we shouldn't. We want Hashem to help us with the way that we speak. So we explain from David Soloveitchik that it's because that Lashon Hara is one of those averos, if maybe the only avera, that it's dependent on the way that it's interpreted, right? Where I could say something, it could have been well intended, but if it's interpreted the wrong way, it's misinterpreted, so then that could also be an avon Lashon Hara, it could also be a transgression Lashon Hara, and therefore we ask Hashem's help in that even the way it's going to be interpreted should be correct. A friend of mine, Sarah Malitsky, is a Talmud Chacham in Edison, New Jersey, so he wanted to add an additional explanation why specifically there's a connection with Lashon Hara and Tefillah. And he said perhaps it's the way the Chavetz Chaim quotes the Zohar, and it's an introduction to the Sefer Chavetz Chaim. That one of the reasons that Lashon Hara is so bad, says the Chavetz Chaim, is because he quotes from the Zohar that you're going to use your mouth in order to speak Lashon Hara. Essentially what you're doing is that you are using this beautiful vessel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, and you're tarnishing it, you're ruining it. And then you're going to turn and you're going to use the same mouth in order to give praises of Hashem, to say tefillah, to daven, to learn Torah. You're creating a vessel that is tarnished, and even though you're going to be using it to do beautiful things, but it's like putting a beautiful wine inside of a tarnished becher, inside of a tarnished cup, so that it could be the most delicious wine in the world, but if you drink it from that cup, so it's going to have a bad taste to it. So it could be it's the same thing, that dafka with regards to our tefillah, with regards to the way that we daven, we want to make sure that we're using a clean vessel, we're using a clean mouth, a mouth that was not used in order to speak Lashon Hara, and that type of a mouth is going to be a mouth that the words that we say in our tefillah are pure, clean, and are going to be accepted by Hashem. Rabbi Chananel ben Akasha, Omer Ratzah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lizakos, Yisrael, Lefikach, here, Balaam Torah, Mitzvah, Shnei Amara, Danei Chavitz, Laman, Tzidko, Yagdil, Torah, V'Yadir, Rabbi Skadish.